for some reason I was driving on the M25 and there was a big traffic jam, and it was when you were doing the show jumping part of the eventing at the Olympic Games in Beijing.
Oh, right.
And you went on to win a bronze medal there, and there was a lot of tension, and it was sort of touch and go. And I've got to be honest with you, I'd never listened to eventing before, especially not on the radio. And I was absolutely mesmerised by it. It was wonderful. What was it like for you?
Oh, gosh. Well, it was a very exciting Olympics, obviously travelling, you know, to that part of the world with the horses, flying them out there. You know, the whole build up was tremendous, and knowing that the climate was going to be very different from in England, you know, obviously high heat and humidity. So there were a lot of factors which made it, you know, sort of very exciting and a bit going into the unknown, really. So to come back with a bronze was fantastic.
Yeah. And you've got a little set now. You've got a silver and a bronze.
But there's one missing.
Yeah. I'm assuming you're still hoping you're hoping to make the team for next year's games in London, a home Olympics. I mean, how exciting is that?
Yes, yeah. It's a hugely exciting prospect. I've managed through this year to qualify four horses, and realistically, two of the four are very strong contenders. So they won't actually announce the team until the end of May, which might seem leaving it rather late. But the trouble is, you know, with horses, you know, they obviously next season through the spring are going to have to compete regularly to prepare them for the Olympics. And every time they compete, there's a little chance of injury, you know, a little strain or something. So obviously the selectors can't announce the squad until the end of May. But we'll get, you know, we in fact are having a meeting fairly soon that we'll get told the sort of long list and a pecking order, but it'll be a bit of an in-house.
Right.
Thing. Yep.
And it's up to you to keep yourself and the horses fit, of course.
That's which is, the main aim.
Yeah. I was just thinking, actually, because it's in Greenwich Park, isn't it, the eventing? I know there was a wee bit of controversy about that, but it's going to be one of the venues, isn't it, that's going to look absolutely stunning to the viewers. I mean, it's such an iconic part of the city. It's really going to look fantastic.
It is, and quite extraordinary to have, you know, a three-day event, you know, with a cross-country course just right there in the middle of London. Quite extraordinary.
Yeah. By wonderful coincidence, your being in Taunton coincides with the announcement of the Olympic torch route. Taunton is one of the places where it's going to stop overnight. It's like a royalty, a bit of royalty, isn't it, the Olympic torch? I mean, it's kind of coming to the regions. There'll be a lot of people around the country that might feel a little bit detached from the Olympic Games, but I suppose this is a good chance for them to get involved.
Well, exactly. It's, you know, you feel in a way it's sort of the real beginnings of the big build-up. And yes, hopefully it'll make people, you know, even more aware of the Olympics next year and, you know, help them feel really sort of in touch with what's going to be happening.
Mm. We've spoken to our other local athletes today, Mary. I'll ask you the same question we've asked them. Unfortunately, it doesn't go quite along the South Devon coast where you're based, but it comes through Somerset and West Somerset. If you were asked maybe on horseback to do a 300 metre stint, would you say yes?
Well, possibly. We would see.
That's sitting on the fence a little bit there, actually. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you anyway, and all the best over the winter, because I know it's going to get really serious sort of at the turn of 2012 and looking ahead to the Olympic Games. So we wish you well, and it's been really nice talking to you, Mary.
Thank you.
Thank you.